cross spelling that. Well, my daddy, he had a farm, raised, and he raised cattle too, and I got up about 20 years old, I bought 6 acres of land, I joined him there, and I worked at the mine in the winter. Summertime back then, it wasn't about 2 or 3 days about 2 days in a week, and I'd have to pay board for the whole time. I'd quit, come home and help him make a crop, and when the crop was finished, I'd go back to work at the mines, I quit the mines and went into timber business. Timbered some coal mines, Southern Coal Coal Company, and then I bought out a sawmill and run hit a while, and I quit hit, sold hit out, and I come back home and went to, well, my father died, and I was off at that mill. My mother and my wife, they didn't want to stay there for themselves when I sold that mill out. I come home. Well, then I done some a little more timber work, and farmed some, and went into the cattle business mostly.
You mostly had cows. Did you ever have any other type of animals like hogs? And
yeah. I raised hogs and I kept horses. I traded horses a lot.
The old horse trader.
Yeah, I traded horses a lot. I was pretty good at it. I made pretty good in that horse trading business. I'd buy a bunch of, they had a sale in Birmingham. I'd go up there and buy in the winter some of them cheap horses, new, and I'd sell them out in the spring, and the people who wanted to farm would sell them on a credit for about three or four times what I paid for them, and collect up in the fold.
Pretty shrewd businessman, eh? What were the sales like? You said you went to Birmingham to the horse sales.
They had a bunch of people that had them on a good shed of them, take them in there, and they'd sell them at auction sale, you know, like. And whatever you bid on them, if you bid the highest on one, you got it. And if you bid, they'd have sales out there. They sold a little of everything, saddles, horses. And if you wanted to buy one, I'd buy sometimes 3 and 4 or 5 at a time. And take them in the home, and I'd raise enough corn and hay there to feed them on. And so as long as it's about March, I'd go to sell them. People coming in wanting to buy.
Did you still live in Shelby County?
Yeah. My father moved to his place down there where he died at. When I was about 3 months old, I stayed there. I had some land there, and I lived there. Built there and lived there for